Charles, I am so intrigued by the fact that just healing of God in the name of Jesus, without you laying hands on people, without you even praying for people, just by being in your presence, people are healed. Let's go to a montage of some of these healings so you'll get a flavor of Charles.
Somewhere tonight, the lame will walk again. Somewhere tonight, the blind will see. I don't know what all this means to you, but it's real to me. Somewhere tonight, the dead will live again. Somewhere, the prisoners will go free. This seems to you, but it's real to me. Somebody's setting all the captives free. Is it real to you? It's real to me. Somewhere the lame can walk, the blind. It's real to me. Somebody's setting all the captives free. Is it real to you? It's real to me. Somewhere the lame can walk, the blind can see. Is it real to you? It's real to me.
Sid Roth back with Charles Endefant. Charles, that woman that was jumping up and down, what was going on with her?
Oh, it's exciting what happened. You know, she had come in, she had knee surgery a year earlier, and she had a big scar there. The surgery didn't go exactly as planned. And what happened was she had a lot of pain, she couldn't go upstairs, and in a short time, in less than 5 seconds, she was totally healed. Then she said, I was believing that God would remove the scar. I said, look at it. When she looked at it, the scars were totally disappeared. That was why she was screaming and jumping like that. It was exciting to see in Canada.
Now, in Denmark, according to my notes, there were 100,000 documented healings?
Yeah, that's what the secular media in Denmark
but
said.
What about the fact that a television program, something like ours, as a matter of fact, sent a plant to expose you? What happened?
It's very interesting to tell the story because I had no idea that we're going to do something like that. But that's the story that changed the nation. They had brought a man to the, basically to the meeting, that his optic nerve was cut off and from an accident. Mm-hmm. And the man had become very depressed. They took him to the doctors. They were actually doing five television programs on the supernatural. They met different kinds of, you know, quote-unquote spiritualist, to see whether it worked. But all the programs
had failed.
This
was a totally secular deal.
Totally.
So it
had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with Christianity.
Yes.
Basically,
but that's wonderful. That means you got into the, that's where the 100,000 healings came from.
Exactly. So what happened was they came, they heard about the miracles from other television stations.
Yes.
And out of curiosity, they brought this man. They took him first to the doctors and had it well documented. And they explained everything that was going on. Then they showed him coming to the program that night. And they had an interview with me, and they were asking questions like, how come it works when you're around? I said, it's Jesus. Whenever we announce that he's alive, he always does what he did in Bible days. So they told me, by the way, we have somebody that said, they didn't tell me what it was, but it just kind of said, well, what's God going to do about it? Can you show us a demonstration? I thought it's pretty easy stuff. is really easy. Mm-hmm. Miracles are normal to God. And I said to them, just let him be in the meetings like any other person and let him expect to be healed. Well, they had a camera on me, had a microphone on me, and then they had a camera on him and had a microphone around it just to see that there was no fishy business going on. But it was interesting. The man, while I was teaching, miracles were happening. And they had been ahead of me interviewing the cripple, the sick, before I even came into the meeting. And said, is this your first time here? They say yes. And so what finally happened was the man that they brought in there, he received Jesus into his life, and all of a sudden, his eyes were healed. It was a shock to them.
So it's totally documented.
Well documented.
It was a plant exposure.
Exactly. Exactly. And the man was completely healed. And not only him, there were other people that it surprised them. So many people were healed.
I'll tell you what, let's take a look at a deaf mute being healed right now.
Jesus, open his ears tonight.
Glory! Hallelujah!
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Charles Indefine. Charles is from Nigeria. He had an encounter in which Jesus walked through him. Since that point, wherever he goes, whenever people are in his presence, healings take place. But the question that I have, and that many of you have, is we know about healings in Africa. We know about healings in India. What about the United States? What happened, Charles, when you went to Miami?
We discovered that Jesus Christ is the same everywhere. That includes Miami, that includes in the city wherever people are watching, the villages where they're watching. He is the same if they can believe that. We were in Miami just a few weeks ago. The pastor had met me in one of the meetings in Normandy, France. He invited me to come.
First, by the way, did you have many miracles in France? That's a tough
marvelous
place.
Marvelous place. I think it was very easy.
It's a tough place.
It is very easy in France.
Very easy.
It was amazing to see the people that were healed in France. We had, probably about 200 deaf people heard in about 5 minutes. Glorious miracles. Mm. And it was amazing. But back to Miami. What happened in Miami was absolutely amazing. The first meeting we had was a business meeting with about 400 businessmen and women. At the end of the meeting, it exploded in miracles. A lady came up with a grandson, and the grandson had a condition from birth. Instantly, he was healed. Then the lady herself, I just looked at her. I said, lady, there's something wrong. I said, you have cancer, don't you? She said, yes. And she was about to show me. I just snapped my finger, and instantly, it was gone.
Now, do you know these things often about people?
Oh, yes. That's what the Spirit of God reveals to me. What's going on in the lives of people. And it's amazing. It's like watching television. You can actually see it. It's amazing. And this miracle triggered so many things that happened. We didn't have a meeting planned for the evening. But in 2 hours, they announced that, why wait till Wednesday to start to have the miracle campaign? And they said immediately, why not invite the people to come in tonight? Over 1,000 people rushed to that place in 2 hours. I don't know how the word got out, but the miracles. In that afternoon during the business meeting, there were people that were healed with tumors. Instantly, the tumors disappeared. There was a young man, he had something in his lower extremities, and the doctors had not been able to do anything about it. Instantly, it disappeared, and he was screaming and shouting. His whole family got saved just because of that miracle.
Now, is it true that they sent some buses with from the hospital?
Yes, they did. Indeed, the hospital in Miami sent a 2-bus load of sick people. These were people that had they were in wheelchairs, crippled, that had brain damage, all kinds of conditions like that. Because of the miracles they heard, they brought them to the meeting.
And that's faith.
It was amazing to behold. One after another, they were getting healed. Those with HIV, those that were crippled, getting up and walking. Those with HIV, they went back and tested it.
I'll tell you what, I want to take a look at a woman that had not eaten for 4 weeks. She literally was dying. This was her last hope. Let's go to that clip now.
It's wonderful.
You know what's so amazing is this woman, well, she was so weak because she didn't even have the ability to eat for 4 weeks. And look at the energy, Charles. Now, I understand that when people see miracles like on your videos or go into a meeting that you're at, without you even having words of knowledge, without you even praying, touching them or anything, it's just the healing presence of Jesus,
just saturates
all over the auditorium. But this is a little outrageous. You actually have people that use their cell phone and call people that are sick and they get healed via the cell phone?
It's amazing. There's no limit to the power of God. That's why I'm so excited, you know, by television you can be healed hearing this good news that God wants you well, wants you healed. It's amazing what we've discovered around the world that if they can watch by television and get healed, what stops them from being healed over a cell phone? I told them, call people around the world that you want them healed. So basically they were calling people from as far away as Africa, as far away as, you know, Chile and all the places
in Europe. They had to have faith to call these people.
Well, when people trust that God can do something, things do happen. And it's amazing what happened as they called. An avalanche of miracles just hit the whole place. And the people were screaming, oh, this has been healed from Brazil. This has been healed from Chile. This has been healed from Africa. It was amazing to see just by the telephone. There's no limit to what God can do. People are saying, but how is that possible? Faith comes by hearing. The gospel is the power. No matter how you transmit it, it could be by a book, it could be by television, it could be by a tape, it could be by videos. People watch this and miracles still happen. So the cell phone thing has been like over 8 years now that we've been seeing these things happening.
Have you seen many people that are dead that come back to life?
Yes, Jesus does miracles like that.
Jesus does, but have you seen?
I have seen those miracles. Some of the things are absolutely outrageous to most people to hear that. Like somebody being dead for a long time, being raised back to life. A dead baby in the womb, the doctors giving up on the people, and God raising them back.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have Charles pray because the presence of God is so good. I mean, I know that it's coming through your television and through your internet in any way that you're looking at us right now. But I tell you, it is so strong and wonderful in the studio right now. I feel fingers are being healed now in Jesus' name. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is it.
It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Charles Endofun from Nigeria. Charles, you have, from what I have observed, such childlike, simplistic, believing trust in the living God. When you see all of these miracles, do you sometimes just take it for granted?
Oh, we can never take miracles for granted. Whenever we see a miracle, whether it's a headache healed or as a dead raised, we know that we are in His presence. So that's what always comes to my mind. I know that He is real. Whenever I see it, I never let it get old.
And what I'm reminded of is in His presence, all things are possible. And for sure, Charles, we're in His presence right now.
I know.
What does God want to do right now?
See, His love is reaching out to the people. There are people that you might not be physically sick, but in your heart is broken. Jesus still heals the brokenhearted. A story back in my mind was a man we saw in Cagayan de Oro in the Philippines. This man was a lonely figure. He was a lunatic in the corner of a street. And he was not very far away from the hotel we were staying in while we had the miracle campaign there. And it was something interesting that happened. For years, people have seen him there. His whole body was caked over in mud, basically. He's just covered in mud.
Just so caked.
Basically, no one paid attention to him, but God had a plan for that man's life. And he was probably in his mid-30s. And all his life, he's been like that, walking around, eating out of the dumps. And so what happened was, we went to the man and we told him that God loves him, that God wants him free. I mean, people could not understand how we could be talking to a lunatic. But the spirits that had been putting him in bondage knew that Jesus had come to that man that day. And so what happened was, in an instant, we commanded the spirit to leave the man and he became sane. The whole crowd in the street was so shocked to see that miracle. And then we brought the man in to the hotel. People are so surprised seeing him in his right mind. And when the man came into the place, immediately the Lord spoke to me. He said, go ahead. He looked about my size. Mm-hmm. He said, go ahead, get him some of your nice clothes. Went upstairs, got some clothes, brought it to him, and I gave some of the people some money and told them, take him and give the man a nice bath and shave his hair and get him some new clothes. And that tells me that the gospel brings dignity to people. God has sent us today to bring good news to you, to let you know that you might be struggling with some guilt. He says your sins are forgiven you. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how the situation has been. He loves you just as you are. You must have killed people or you must have been a criminal. Today, I believe that God's love is reaching out to you, no matter what you've been through. The those with broken hearts, you've been rejected by people, you've been abused by people. I believe today that God's power is reaching out to you. That man, that lunatic that no one loved, all of a sudden I said to him, I said, you're not alone anymore. You are my brother now. And Jesus has come with new life for you. He came to the campaign in the evening, all dressed in his new clothing, and nobody could recognize he was the lunatic that's been there for years in the corner there. That's what the gospel brings, life to people, dignity to people. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter what religion you are. You might have no religion, but there's good news for you. Jesus wants to give life to you. The Lord was speaking to me earlier today. He said, I've called them according to the promise of life. He wants to give life to people. Life that will come to your bones.
Someone's Muslim, someone's Hindu,
it doesn't matter.
Someone's Jewish, someone's Buddhist.
Yes, He wants to give life to people. The thing is, people think that, oh, this is a Christian thing or this is a Muslim. No, it's not. It's
a life
people.
Thing.
It's for life for people. And I love what the Bible says. It says Jesus comes to give life, life in abundance. not religion. People have religion, but life is what they want. They really want from God. Life that will come to the bones, and your bones are healed. Life that will come to the blind eyes. In fact, somebody's being healed of blindness right now. Life is coming into their blindness, and light is coming back there. The Bible says this life was the light of people. Light is coming back to those dead eyes. Those dead optic nerves are being healed right now. Miracles are already taking place. This is what the gospel is all about. The good news of all that Jesus has done for everybody. What good news? Good news to the sinners. What's the good news? He took your sins so that you are forgiven, so that you are free. That's the good news. Good news to the sick. What good news? He took your sickness so that you don't have to have it anymore. If you believe that, you are free. Good news to those that have broken hearts. His heart was broken for yours to be healed. You know, that's the good news we bring to the people. He wants to give life to people. And right now, there are miracles taking place. There are people being healed of conditions that sometimes we're looking at the symptoms on the outside. But hearts that are being healed, that has affected their physical bodies. People with connective tissue diseases. People with glaucoma are being healed. People with cancer, you know, in the bones are being healed right now. There's a woman, you're actually in the last stages of breast cancer. God is healing because it has metastasis in your lymph nodes. God is healing that right now. The pain is actually leaving you. Another woman that has, you have a lump in your breast, it's just disappearing right now. There's another person I see, you just had a brain tumor about 2 years ago. And right now, God is healing you because they discovered another tumor on another side. God is healing you right now. There's a little child. The parents have been believing for that miracle. The child has leukemia. God is healing the child right now. Many things are taking place right now.
You know, Charles, one of the things that I'm so excited about is I have seen miracles for many years, but there's something about the presence of God on Charles that causes everyone that sits under that presence to have similar faith. It's reproducible by looking at videos of miracles. I believe that some of you have limited your God. Don't limit God. It's not based on words of knowledge that a human vessel like Charles or myself have. God says that in His presence, and we are in His presence right now.
Yes.
In His presence, all things are possible.
That's right.
You must tell God you're sorry because He's too good. He's too loving. He cares for you too much.
That's right.
For all of your sins, I'm sorry, God, in Jesus' name. And believe that Jesus took your sins upon Himself. And by His wounds, you were totally healed. God has wiped away every sin, and you now can come into His presence and say, Jesus, I make you my Savior and my Lord.
Yes.
You may not understand what's going on. You don't have to understand what's going on. Just understand that you are so loved.
Yes.
You are so accepted.
Yes.
You have value.
Yes.
You have worth. You have dignity.
Yes.
In the name of Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus,
that's right.
Get to know Him. Yes. There's no other name given unto men in which we must come to God, but the name of Yeshua,
yes.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.